Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to our meeting today. We are going to have 5 guest speakers. Who will debate on One Health approach. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
Okay, I'm Lia Besquet.
Hi, I'm
Lia
Emmanuel Orsini.
Hello, I'm Ines Pelletier.
Okay, thank you for coming. My first question is going to Lia.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the One Health?
Okay. One Health is an approach to link human health, animal health, and the environment with ecosystem health. We needed to this approach in public health to prevent, detect, and control infectious diseases. Today, a lot of universities and scientists from different areas have to work together to build a common knowledge. So we will discuss around different domains with an influence on One Health, like demography, urbanization, or epidemics, for example.
That is great. You talk about demography. So, Emmanuel, can you tell us about what is the impact or the share of demography in One Health?
So today the world population is growing. It is expected to reach 9 billion of people in 2050, according to the United Nations. So one of the consequences of this is the increase of demand for food. So food insecurity will remain a critical global concern, and there are also an increasing number of outbreaks of animal and plant diseases. So in a context of One Health approach, we have to understand the production chain in this global market and secure the biosecurity of the products.
Okay, thank you, Emmanuel. That is the great information you gave us today. So go back to Mrs. Pelletier, please. Can you explain what is the part of urbanization and the One Health?
Okay, no problem. So more people now live in urban areas than in rural areas. For example, in 2050, some people say 66% people will live in the cities. So urbanization rates vary across the world regions. For example, Northern America represents 82% of citizens. Just 3 countries, as India, China, and Nigeria, together are accepted to account for 30%. So this urbanization has consequences because we can see increased contact among people and it facilitates the transmission of diseases. And the proximity with companion animals and specifically with rodents increase the disease. And many live in areas close to forest and in close contact with wild animals.
Okay. So thank you for the information. So I understood that this causes epidemics and pandemics. So Adrien, do you have ideas on epidemic and pandemic that cause problems and help One Health disciplines to work together?
Okay, yes. Today, infectious hazards and epidemics are a main part of our societies. We know that 60% of emerging diseases are zoonoses, and therefore marks the need to respect the integration that humans have with nature. Between the seasonal flu, Ebola, Zika, and more recently the COVID, humanity is very sensitive to these pathogens. And thus, one way to control this interaction is to implement health surveillance on these problems. For example, in France, we are closely monitoring livestock to limit the annual flu epidemic, as well as creating a vaccine.
Okay, thank you. I mean, it means that epidemic, demography, urbanization, and the migration and displacement of people bear overcrowding of refugees in the camps. People need to include drinking waters, safe food, means to safely prepare meals, pest control for camps. There are waste disposal and sanitation. This generates several diseases in the camps in many places in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Anderson.
Non, maintenant, le problème, c'est que